almost thrown by the new intro. I like the new intro. No, Bill.
We got lots of stuff going on. This Carmona kid, he knows what's up.
He does, right?
I think I got a couple of tricks up my sleeve, gentlemen.
I like it. I like it.
My man.
Bill, episode 2 on the reboot.
Yes.
Very exciting. I got a lot of good feedback last week, man.
Me too. You know, we were on YouTube there. We threw them up on your YouTube, Action Junkies on mine, Crack Ones.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of good people responding on Twitter and people reaching out to me. So
yeah,
we're back.
I like it.
And listen, like right now, John has no clue anything I'm going to talk about.
I don't.
Am I right?
I like that.
So
I like
this
that
is just
better.
Like a really thrown at you curveball, unscripted program. I do an unscripted one on Thursdays, but this is the unscripted podcast.
It's more
you
fun.
And I.
It like
is
it.
Spontaneous.
Yeah.
And we're gonna have guests too.
Of course.
We just didn't ask anybody yet.
Yeah.
We're gonna have guests. We're gonna have great guests on the show.
100%.
But yeah, we've had so many casino owners, casino managers, athletes from all different celebrity worlds. And sports world, so
yeah,
should be fun. You know, it's funny. I'll start you right out with a couple of things.
Okay,
your Cowboys destroyed me,
dude. They destroyed me. I just don't get it.
You know, I have over season wins on the Cowboys and under season wins on Arizona. I don't really have too many season wins. This was an absolute debacle,
double whammy.
It was just so bad.
Yeah,
so bad. I mean, I'm still a favorite. I'm still a favorite. You know, on the to win these, but still, God, that's a 13-point favorite. It actually got hit down to 11.
And they were honestly never in the game.
No, they played terrible.
Yeah,
they played terrible. And I don't know, Arizona might be a little bit better than people think too. But I think it was Dallas. Just this is one of those games where you overlook things. So I'm looking at next week's spread already because I know they're playing in New England. It was 7, but I was saying it might have been a little tighter. They might have just overlooked them. They might have just, you know, after coming off some nice victories, they just overlooked it. This is in Arizona. It's Arizona. This is nothing. You know, happens, I guess. But, you know, our suicide pool down at Circa, it eliminated lots of people. We're down to literally 25%, 26% of the pool left.
Really?
Yeah, 74% got eliminated. So you're talking like, you know, literally... when you say that, because this pool had almost $10 million, you're talking like $7 million in entries lost, almost $7 million.
Are you still alive?
No.
Dead?
No. Deader than Kelsey's.
Wow.
We had Jacksonville and Baltimore this week. I had Jacksonville on all 10 of my entries with my buddy Frankie, put all 10 on Jacksonville under my name.
That's his team, right?
Yes. I had 3 entries under Mr. John Orlando's name.
Yes.
Which you no longer have to worry about the pressure. If I win, are you going to take the money and go to a country, a separate country? You don't have to worry about that anymore. You can stay here. You're good. You're going to stay right in the States.
Nothing,
Yeah, nothing. They're all eliminated. Someone else in the room was eliminated the first day of the first week. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. It's in the immediate area. It's not John. It's not me. But
Do you remember the name of our team?
Who knows?
It was good.
Losers Lounge.
What was it?
A Cuban, a sharp, and a square.
Right.
It was a good name.
We were supposed to win.
That's supposed to win. So, yeah. So
just off the name, we were supposed to win.
I put 600 up. You put 200.
Yeah.
George put 200. And that's out the door. But
yeah.
But just to let you know, George, you probably would have been out by now because I was letting you do the picks.
Oh,
you
yeah.
probably wouldn't have been out by now.
Yeah.
This week is you have Jacksonville 7.5. You have Baltimore 7.5. You kind of want to save Kansas City. You kind of want to save Miami. You want to save these bigger favorites for because they play around the holiday weeks. But you're forced to pick one of 6 teams, one of 8 teams, and one of 6. So it was just a debacle, like I said, just a bad. Bad weekend for me. If I think about the entries in the contest I lost, think about some other things I lost. Sunday was a deep five-figure day. But so Saturday, John, before we started here, you started to talk about something. I said, save it for the show.
Yeah.
I think you were talking about Saturday because Saturday I did good. And for the week, I didn't lose. I broke about even for the week. But I think on Saturday – you were referring to the Oregon money line.
Yes.
Now, what I was trying to say was Oregon was playing Colorado, and all these different people are coming into town, their buddies, their favorite team. Everyone loves the media hype, you know, all around Mr. Sanders.
Yep.
So they had a great money line on that game if you want to bet the favorite, because everyone's betting the underdog and the books are forced to overmove. Really, in my opinion, the books should have more of a gamble and take more bets on that particular money line, because it's a 21-point favorite. They were giving them like 6-1, 6.5-1, 5-1.
Yeah.
And a 21-point underdog is supposed to take a lot more than that. On the opposite side of that, it's supposed to lay a lot more. It's supposed to lay 12, 13, 14, 15-1. And they dangled a carrot in front of me, minus 790 on Friday night, which me and my buddy Fezzik, he actually alerted to me that, you know, this went up below 8-1. We got to bet this money line. Sure enough, it did. I went down to Circa and bet it. The next day, it went to 750, minus 750 and minus 7-1. Final bet, final answer, minus 7-1. Insane money line. You could put, you know, in other words, you're laying 7-1, but it's not, you know, because I don't like anyone laying big money on anything.
Right.
But this particular thing is you're laying 7-1 on a 21-point favorite. Other 21-point favorites, like I said, they're 13-14-1. The value was situational on this bet. It's the reason why I actually put a separate video out there explaining to people, not just to go out and take every 21-point.
Because normally you would never.
No. No. So, and their reactionary video got about another 60. I got a lot of hits. I got like 170,000 hits between the two videos. So that was fun to make some money on a money line. That really you know what's funny though? I'll tell you what's even funnier. I still have the ticket. I'll get down there. Yeah. So, I mean, it's funny how you like keep this thing all wilted up in a, there's a South Point ticket, minus 7-1 money line, which I'll be going down to cash that in.
That's so crazy. I can't, when I look at this,
and
I know that Bill Krakenberger bet this, is crazy, because it's, you don't do these bets.
I'm not laying 21,000 normally on a ticket to win 3,000.
Ever.
This is like
you make fun of those people.
I do, but this is situational compared to the line.
Right.
Trust me, I did it the night before for a lot more. So,
by the way, is it hard for you to get that bet down? Like, was it 21 because 21, that's what, well, they would let you do? Or
it's minus 7-1. And to be honest with you, if you really want to know the truth, since you brought it up, from my home, I couldn't get, I have a box in a casino. I don't keep money out. I don't keep money in the house. You know, even though people would not like it if they enter, lots of security measures, lots of different places throughout the house.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I like that was well said the way you said that. Yeah. I know what that means.
Yeah. But again, going back to what I said, so I couldn't get to my box, or else I probably would have bet more.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was minus 7-1 is a really good bet. Yeah, minus 7-1. I'm going to relate it to Mayweather versus your man, McGregor.
That's mean.
Yeah, that's the only.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, that's what I put it out
free
there.
Free money? Is that what you're saying? That was free money?
It kind of was.
As close to free money as you can get?
After the fact, anyone could say that, but I put the ticket on Twitter, you know, 30 minutes before the game. That's why I couldn't get that, because this line only came up an hour before the game at South Point. So that's why I had to run down there, and I couldn't get back to the casino that I have my box. I was like, oh, God, that's so worth money.
If that would have lost,
if,
would you have been like, what was I thinking?
No.
No, because the value, it was minus
and
7.
And I wasn't betting over
13.
My allotted sports betting bankroll. That's the main thing, too.
Right.
You know, you don't want to bet over your sports betting bankroll. You can go a little bit higher percentage-wise on something like this, but it wouldn't have caused anything to bet something later on and start chasing or anything like that.
Right.
So anyway, that's the second part of my
Your point kind of gets proven here too. Next week, same exact line, minus 21.5 versus USC.
Yeah.
It's at minus 17 or minus 1694.
Yeah, so there you go, 17-1. So there's an example of what
that
it
was
means.
Is that on my bookie? Yeah.
That's on mybookie.ag.
It's that is the line. It's from 15-18-1. That's exactly it. So you could see the difference now. That won't happen again this season. It might not happen again for a few seasons, or for maybe until a different type of event where you're stealing. So so that's it. Let's look at some of my other tweets, because I got some really good tweets. With some really good tweets, with some really good numbers. One, this just went out this morning, actually. Yeah, I sent this out this morning. 14,000 hits so far. But just look at the stadium.
Wow, where is that? That's here.
That's here. So if you're, I should have sent it over to George.
That's a lot of Pittsburgh, man.
It's all, we had.
That's yellow towels for days. What's going on there?
Going around in the stadium. That was insane. Insane. George, can you, do you put videos up?
I got you. Here
no.
we go.
Oh, you got it? Okay,
yeah,
good.
This is the one
I was
going to
send it to you.
Wow.
Yeah, look at that.
That's crazy, man.
Look at the people.
You'd think that's in Pittsburgh.
No.
That, all day.
That's here.
Wow.
Wow. Is that called, are they called terrible towels? I mean, whatever.
I don't know, but that's.
That's insane, isn't it?
Yeah. But so, I guess that's also the, was the point of the Vegas stadium, I think.
But that is, because you're going to have.
It's a this is a destination.
First of all, the Raiders stink.
Yeah.
They're done. They're done. They're finished. So you're going to have a lot of people coming in.
Yeah.
Literally, I put the tweet, I put a quote tweet. It says, wait till the Chiefs come to town.
I was just going
to
say that.
On 11/26.
Literally just going
to
say that.
It will take more than Moses to part the Red Sea.
Hey, wait, let's talk about that.
Oh, it's going
to
be sick.
Can't we be at that
80%.
One? Can we go to that
we
one?
We didn't give out. You know, it's my fault.
Is it too
though.
Late?
Al texted me beginning of June, hey, what games you want this year? I said, Al, I really don't have no interest in any of them. And see, we weren't doing the pod back then, or I probably would have spontaneously.
Wait, is it too late?
Probably, yeah.
But it's Al.
Okay, I'll ask him.
Let's you know, hit one.
I'm sure that's the most popular game out of all of them, though.
Or anyone. I'll go to anyone.
Yeah, well, they play the Giants and the Jets. You might be able to get buy one, get one free for $29 on them. Giants and the Jets both playing.
If we go to the Jets, at least we get to cheer, probably, of a win, right?
Jesus, yeah.
Or not. That's the way the world works.
Yeah.
We'll be able to clip this up where the Jets blow them out.
Yeah.
And we'll have the quote of me saying we could celebrate.
You know, onto a different note, you know, we're trying to chase these half a points and I'm running around, running my box to the casino and running to trying to make some money.
Yeah.
All these half a points. I think of this poor guy who I know, he follows me on Twitter, Troy Herma. And he,
I saw this.
Yeah.
Cancer.
He has, adrenal cancer, stage 4. I put a tweet up about him, and we're praying for your brother. And he's hanging in there. He's
That's
doing
good.
Pretty good. He's a sports better too, so he's a gambling man. My man. Okay, that's another thing. How about this idiot kid?
You showed me this before we started rolling.
I
can't even believe. I got
79,000 views. So I don't know if this kid's on here trying to just... Is he just trying to get some, like, reaction? Is he a scammer? Is he just an idiot looking for views? It's all of the above.
It's working. We're talking about him.
Yeah.
And it's working.
Listen, normally I would want to help somebody.
Right.
And I'd still, if I had his number, I'd call him. I think it's a joke. It must be. I shouldn't even have gave him the press I gave him.
It feels serious to me, though.
Well, he can't count.
He's having trouble counting.
He goes, let me go to my ATM to count. To see how we did in sports betting.
In his defense, mixing that $5 bill in there was a huge mistake.
That's not his defense.
For accounting purposes, though.
And
if you're counting off 20s and
10s. He's counting $10 bills, and he goes 4, 45, 55, 65, 75, 85, 505. You know, first of all, you dropped out of Penn State because you weren't smart enough to go. You weren't smart enough to go to Penn preschool, by the way. But... Anyway, he says that there, and he could get some other kids to follow him. Please follow him. Then he put a lock up the next day. I'm glad. I'm so glad. You know, sometimes the gambling gods are with us guys that try to teach too. He put a video up the next day saying he wants over 83 yards on somebody, maybe AJ Brown or somebody, and he got 82. So, by the way, the way he said it though, this is a lock. That's his words, not mine. This is a lock. If I had $1 million, I'd bet the whole million on this. Well, kid, first of all, you're not going to be able to bet more than a couple thousand on something like that, on a player prop. And that's if you get multiple different places to bet. And second of all, just think of what you said. If you had $1 million, which you don't, you'd bet all your bankroll on one thing. Yeah, good luck. So,
gone, money gone.
I think about a scene from Carlito's Way.
Great movie.
Great movie. So... Dave, the lawyer, is in the bed, the hospital bed. He just got, you know, stabbed, shot, whatever. And then Al Pacino's Carlito comes in, Carlito Bergante, and he takes the gun, pulls the bullets out. As he's walking out, he says, you know, good luck, counselor. And he throws the good luck. You know, he throws the bullets in the garbage can.
Yeah.
And of course, the bad guy comes in and kills the guy.
David Caruso's in that movie, right? Or no?
Is he?
With
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
No. No. David. Nobody knows who David Caruso is.
That guy ruined his whole career.
Except
remember
for
that?
You and I. Believe it or not, you say ruined, right? Do you know how much money he made from that CSI Miami?
He's loaded.
$25 million he made from that show.
He's all right. He's not hurting. No. I loved him. He was
loved
great.
Him on NYPD Blue first year. Loved him. He did
so
a couple
moves.
Went left. First of all, he was very difficult on the set. I love NYPD Blue.
Me
Dennis
too.
Franz, first year.
Yep.
Great. Who has since retired from acting. And also a good friend of Frank Sinatra. I seen a whole thing on Dennis Franz of Frank Sinatra. But anyway. Yeah, so that was a great show. You're right. That's gone. I have no time for any fictional shows no more. That could be based on, you know, things that go on in New York City and stuff,
right.
Being a cop and stuff. You know, I'm not going to say who, but I know someone that owns a hotel in New York. And I went to this hotel. I seen the greatest pool champions play one pocket pool. It was I almost gave the whole hotel away. But it was like Willie Moscone, Steve Mizorak, my friend Alan Hopkins, who's a great pool player, was one of the best. They were all in there for this straight pool. Or it was One Pocket. Legends of One Pocket. Great hotel. Let me go back to the reason I'm talking about. What a mess New York is. I don't like to get political about anything, but this guy that owns this hotel, it was a nice hotel. He said to me, listen, I got 400 hotel rooms here. The government's paying me $255. That's the rate he negotiated with. $255 a night for every room. And when it's all over, because they're shipping the migrants up to his place, when it's all over, they're going to fix the whole place up for me, and they're going to put a couple million dollars in the place. How can I not do it? I'm sold out every night. I understand it, and they're going to go somewhere else anyway.
That's happening right now.
Oh, it's a mess. Just look what's
both
going
coasts,
on.
Man.
What's going on is just, it's an embarrassment. And,
yeah.
And, you know, I don't like to get political on anything, but this is almost.
Well, you're not political. It's just an observation.
No, just an observation.
You're just saying what's going on.
Yeah. Things have to change.
Are you going to talk about?
Here's the last one.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I think George has it. So Las Vegas locally, who's a great follower,
George
put up
has
a tweet.
It.
This might be the wildest casino on the strip. This, my friends, look at that floor. Look at the Last Chance beer for $3.
Yeah.
Look at the rooms. I zoom in on the rooms.
Zoom in
studio,
on the rooms. First of all, with the
studio,
tape on the floor.
Tape on the floor. That's where the last body was just taken off of. studio apartments for rent. Furnished. Furnished. I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
$600.
Furnished utilities and basic cable. $600 per month.
$600.
What does that say?
Special.
Save. Oh, see the front desk.
See the front desk of the casino.
I kind of want to go in there and do that.
I want to go in just to walk through the place.
I'm just curious.
Just to see what the rooms look like.
Now, just look at the crowd. Look at those dreads.
Look at the crowd.
Look at those dreads right there.
This
is what hotel?
All right. This is the Aztec Inn. It's on the corner of, right next to the Stratosphere. Which, by the way, the Stratosphere just put a lot of money in the place.
It's nice.
Yeah, Stratosphere's okay.
Yeah, the comedy club in there is nice. Yeah. I like it in there.
So my relation of this hotel,
yeah.
And I'm gonna read this to you and see if you get it. This is really the end of the road. These games in this dump include, pick a number between 1 and 10. Guess which hand it's in.
Vegas Vacation.
10, my man.
Yeah.
You knew it. All right. So you knew it. Now
do you remember, by the way, in Vegas Vacation?
I know every part of the movie.
But do you remember as a joke, they actually had war as a game in the casino, and
yeah,
now we have war?
That's part of the thing.
Of that scene, right?
War is part, very good.
Right.
I know every scene, and that was part of that same scene
right.
in
and then,
this rat hole casino.
Pick a number, he's between 1 and 10, he's like 7.
Yeah.
He's like, nope, sorry.
Step 4, just missed. Oh, and then rock, scissors, and paper was one of the games. And
George, have you seen Vegas Vacation?
No, I kind of want to.
Oh, my God.
I told you.
Wait, George, do you even know, that is the name Chevy Chase anything to you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
Griswold.
Listen, though.
Oh, okay. Well, so you've seen
Vacation.
A Vacation
brand.
Movie.
Correct.
Just not Vegas Vacation.
The Vegas one's the best one, in my opinion.
I agree.
No, the original was probably the
best. Original, but Vegas.
But listen.
Anything Vegas.
I got to tell you something. When I lived in New York, and I lived in Jersey, I should say.
Yeah.
That was my pump-up video. I would put that on when he landed and the music, Born to Be Alive.
Yeah,
he's going down
the
strip. He's looking out and all the casinos. That was my pump-up song to come to Vegas. And my pump-up video, I used to watch that movie. That was just a great movie on Vegas, some great scenes.
Yeah.
And it seems like we're actually going back to it here. So Yeah, that's just some.
And so, wait, so why were you in there? Did we figure this out yet?
No.
Why were you in there?
Well, no. Here's the thing. That was Las Vegas Locally's tweet. So I have been.
Oh, okay.
But I have
you
been by
there.
Okay, I have been by there, and I was at the Stratus for once. I went next door because I wanted to see something. Of course, I want to look for an overpay or machine. That's how long it's been.
Explain that.
All right.
Overpay,
I was
going to
say, you know what? Should I get into the subject? Yeah, I think I will. Okay. So an overpayer would mean that a machine that was paying out too much. This is going to be predated mostly anyone watching. Maybe you'll remember. Do you remember the coins that came out?
Of course.
Oh, really? I don't know. Was that?
And you'd see 30, grandma walking around with three buckets of quarters, and your hands would be black from quarters.
Yeah.
Or nickels.
This is a thing where you'd play, and when you cash out $100, sometimes the thing would get loose inside and spit out 102.
Really?
So if you're playing video poker, every $100 you spit it out, you get an extra 2%. Sometimes the house would still have the edge, though.
Okay.
But I wasn't looking. I was looking to.
Have you seen table games now?
Yep.
Not in all the casinos, but they're not. When you go to Color Up, they're giving you a voucher slip now.
Oh, at the tables?
At the blackjack tables.
Wow.
Have you seen that? No, I saw a guy getting that the other day.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, at Aria. This was an Aria.
Wow.
What do you think of that? And why do they do that?
It's just easier because they don't have to give you chips. You don't have to walk, Color Up, take the voucher, go to the cage, and they cash you out.
Right.
It's probably simpler for the customer.
It might be, right?
You can't lose the chip. But you don't get
the fun of Color Up taking the $5 to the $100 or $500 or.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
All right. I have a question. So I just don't want people to think that I'm going to take someone's money, or it's not an individual thing. If I go to a cashier, I think we discussed this one time on Wisecracks. Go to a cashier, cash out. It's the individual person responsible for their draw. So you cash out $560, and they give you $580. I'm giving them the $20 back because it's their draw, responsible for their draw. But at the sports book, I'm giving them their money back.
Right.
At the sports book. I want to tell you something, though. If I'm playing blackjack and let's say I'm the dealer and these three people have 20 and this person has 18, that person's me. So the dealer pulls a 19 and they don't even realize that they just see the 20s and they start paying. And then they just, because of their repetition, and they pay you when you're supposed to lose.
Yeah.
Are you giving that money back? I want to just tell you, don't even answer. Because most people watching under anonymity, and they'll say, oh, no, I can't do that. That's bad luck. It's bad karma. It's a bad thing. How about when you're getting ripped off left and right at the casino on lots of things? That's why I gauge it by that.
Yeah.
Is this place charging 6 to 5 over there? Is this place charging triple zero roulette? Better yet, is the sports book robbing people when I go up to the counter and they're changing lines on me? So it could be subject to.
So I have a story. Okay. I have a story.
Is this like a $5,000 one or something?
No, just last Friday night.
I'm gonna get a drink. Go
ahead. You're gonna like this. So Vanessa's dad hits me up a month ago and says I need to plan a bachelor party. Vanessa's father.
Wow.
Plans a bachelor party for one of his former students. So Vanessa's dad is a retired art professor.
Okay.
So he's got a former student getting married next month here in Vegas, and this past weekend was the bachelor party.
Okay.
So I help plan this thing for him.
Nice.
And so we go play blackjack after dinner, and I like my prop bets. I know you're against the pair of the square.
Oh, God. They're all sucker bets, like double-digit house edges. But if you're having fun, I guess.
I got a suited pair on double deck, pays 25-1.
Wow.
And I won't say what hotel.
Yeah.
They overpaid me.
Wow.
I didn't say a word.
Yeah.
I scooped it up real quick.
That reminds me. I don't mean it's the same exact subject.
Yeah.
So there was a game called, I don't know what it was called. Someone's going to remind us, I guess. Red Queens or something. There's Queen of Heart. Oh, I know what it was. It was two Queens of Hearts. So if you get...
Yeah.
Both Queen of Hearts in the double deck, which obviously there's 104 cards, two Queen of Hearts, really impossible to get. But you get like I don't even know what it was. I think it was 200 to 1 on that bet.
Yep.
You get 1,000 to 1 if the dealer has a blackjack.
Yep. So, it might be King of Spades.
So just to give you an idea, that could be different. They could change them around.
Yeah.
Just to give you an idea.
Yeah.
I was at a casino because they had very good rules. I could say it now. It's called the Cannery. I don't know if it's even open.
Of course I remember the Cannery.
It was on Boulder Highway.
Sure.
Yeah, so you had to go in strapped. But yeah, so Boulder Highway. But the Cannery, they had a really good game. Very dangerous area. But go in the Cannery. The Queen of Hearts I'm looking for only, so I'm only betting that one. It's real simple. You don't even have to be a card counter. Just keep track when there's Queen of Hearts. If there's none out late in the deck before the cut card, you're going to play it, or right. or even halfway through the shoe.
Right.
You'll play for $5. So sure enough, after 2 hours of playing, I wasn't even counting at the blackjack game because I don't want to get thrown back or backed off for counting.
Yep.
After 2 hours, no, actually it was like an hour, and then took a break and went back after getting something to eat, survived that meal, and came back to the table. They threw me out. Now here's a perfect example. All I'm doing is using my brain.
Right.
But yet they're throwing me out saying, no, you know what you're doing. I said, what do you mean? I'm playing. You can't accuse me of counting because that's them. I wasn't counting. You know what you're doing. They didn't want to tell me. But yeah, they backed me off the
because
game.
You never bet that prop bet.
I only bet
until
that when the two queens
were
out. Yeah, right. So with the genius up in surveillance, that's great. He can keep track of himself.
Yeah.
He called down and said, hey, this guy's only playing that sucker bet when it's not a sucker bet. You know?
Right.
So there's an example. They want to rob you, but yeah. I can't take a little from them.
Yeah.
You know, so that's just...
Well, it's like that line in Rounders. Matt Damon says...
What is it? I know the whole movie, so go ahead.
Wait, you don't know the movie?
I know the whole movie.
Oh, yeah. When he says it's a sucker to let a... It's a sin to let a sucker keep his
Very
money.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, that is a line there.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way the players felt if, you know, you had a conscience all of a sudden taking someone's money.
Right.
Okay, we talked about the Oregon money line. Did we talk about the Dallas Cowboys?
We did. They crushed you. And
all right.
Yeah, it was bad.
One of our previous guests, Anthony Curtis,
yeah.
who I really have, I've loved Anthony, loved the Las Vegas Advisor since before I moved here. And, I great advice, great little strategies on things. He said something on this week's podcast. I like his podcast, too. He said something. He said, I thought about it. I haven't went on a vacation anywhere in the last, like, 20 years without casino-related. And then I said, wow, really? You never went to, like, an island or anything? And
yeah.
I started thinking about it. Even when I go to the islands, I'm staying at Bahamar or
right.
the Atlantis or something. Even
right.
Where do you think I'm going? When I went to Panama and Costa Rica, I was in action. It was always based around trying to, you know, beat
right.
up the casinos. And let me tell you, there's some liberal rules in some of those casinos. Let me tell you, I'll give you a country, Colombia. Colombia has some liberal blackjack rules, if you're card carrying, let's just face it. But even though I know a group that goes there, very sharp group, by the way, that does go and swears by the country of Colombia, these casinos, I don't know. You may be like a victim, you know, winning some money. And I would just think that they might handle things like they used to handle things out here in the 60s and 70s.
Is that really true?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know if you're saying,
yeah.
if it's could be two different ones, they're both true. They didn't want card counters here.
Right.
Sure, I know.
And they
some,
would they would
listen, no,
bring
listen,
in the back.
We could say this now. It's statute of limitations. It's public information. Fat Tony Salerno, one of the biggest one of the big mob bosses of all time.
Yeah.
He had his place in Harlem, his club with his guys. He was responsible for Caesar's Palace, though. So his money, by the way, he died one of the richest mob, even though he was in jail. He was maybe a billionaire. That's how rich he was. But I know someone that was...
He was there in like the 70s and 80s.
70s, yeah. I know someone, probably up until the 80s.
Yeah, I feel like
you
I met
just
him.
Google
I met him backstage.
Tony Salerno. I don't know if Tony ever came to town. Maybe. Maybe.
I think
really?
He did. Yeah.
Tony?
I
want because. All right. Maybe.
I know I've heard my dad
so
mention
if you
his
said
name.
It, you're, yeah. That, now, that could be true.
Yeah.
Just like Sinatra when he was backstage with a lot of... You're right. That could be true.
Yeah.
So anyway... Yeah, Tony was sent for somebody that I know. We both know him. I just haven't talked. He's 82.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know who you mean.
And sent for him and said, listen.
Oh, right.
You've won like 15 times in a row. What are you doing over there? Now,
right.
the guy lived in North Jersey.
Right.
And his father was a somebody. So he didn't you know, get cement shoes. Well, not out here.
But he basically just said,
can
you stop?
Yeah. He said, yeah. No more. No more of that. So. How did I get onto that subject? I don't know. But anyway, Anthony Curtis said that, and I said to myself, you know, me too. I've always been to these countries and places. They're always, even when I go back to Jersey or whatever I go. But then again, I did go to There was gambling involved. I did go to the Masters this year, but there was gambling. It's just gambling involved everywhere, yeah. No matter where. I'm trying to think Florida. Yeah, Florida there is. I go, there's Florida. It's every. Listen, my friend Scott, his dad, you know Scott, met him in Atlantic City.
Sure.
His dad passed.
I remember.
His dad passed to COVID. His dad, he said something to me, goes, you know, you don't realize how lucky you are, kid. You're in action every day. Every day you wake up, you got some kind of action. That's a dream. Well, it's a dream for a lot of people.
Right.
I don't consider it action because I don't really consider what I do a lot of gambling, but I guess it is. But anyway, I thought about that, and I said, wow, my vacations are based on gambling and gambling spots.
I have a question for you. I need you to help shed some light on for me.
Sure.
I told a story on Action Junkies a few months ago, and I think I've told you this story, and I may have even said it on Wisecracks on a prior episode, but this clip got a lot of attention. I had a blackjack dealer at Harvey's Casino in Lake Tahoe in the late 90s. That literally told me what cards were coming. She was
cheating for you.
She was dealing double deck out of her hand.
Wow.
And back then she could look at the cards by two different ways. One was she had this really long hair. Remember Cousin It?
Of course.
She kind of was a Cousin It vibe.
Yeah.
So she had this really long hair and she was kind of quirky and she held the deck at this like weird angle.
Sure.
And her hair covered her face.
Wow.
So she could kind of peel the card to the side she could see.
I can't believe surveillance didn't catch that quick.
Okay, here's the second way she would do it. The chip tray back then was brass.
Right.
Polished brass.
Right.
So she could also peel the card to the side and just see the reflection.
Yep.
Of the card back then. Now the chip trays are like brushed brass or brushed aluminum or whatever they are, so that there's no reflection. Okay, so those are the two ways she could do it. And she would tell me, it took me a while to catch on. My dad was performing there at the time, and I was playing with the band. We were at the table, and you know, like I'd have a 15, she'd have a 5 showing, and she'd go, "You should take a hit." And I was like, "What school did you learn to play this game? You don't hit that."
She had a 6 in the name.
And she had a 6 or sometimes a 5. And so I finally caught on to what she was, because I was like, I would see what the next card is. And then I, you know, after she did this multiple times, I was like, wait, what is going on? So I started listening to her, started winning a lot of money. I won like $7,000 the first night. I end up, when she goes on break, I catch up to her before she gets out of sight. And I go, hey, what the hell is that? Like, what are you doing? And she says, well, I'm like Robin Hood. I like to steal from the rich and give to the poor.
Wow.
So I said, well, you're going to get caught. You're obvious.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I said, why don't you, I said, I'll meet up with you after your shift and I'll split the money with you and we'll crush this place. She was like, nope, I don't want a dime. And I was like, this is crazy. So I said to her, why don't you just bite your lip a little bit when it's time, when I should take a card, just go like this.
Wow.
You know, so I came back multiple times.
Oh, of course you did.
And won a lot of money. And then eventually she did get fired.
Now you have to, you're teeter tottering on being an accomplice. So you have to be careful there. Like I would never do nothing that could make me an accomplice. Like I went to there's a little dive. I think it's still there. Casino Royale. I say a little dive. It's a good, it was a good gambling spot years ago. Casino Royale used to have 100-time odds of craps. You used to have dealers that they're guessing at the odds when it gets up to a certain amount. So you'd put $5 on a line and $124 odds. And you know that what it pays, you know, you know, obviously, but a 5 or 9 where it pays 3 to 2, you know, you realize that it's supposed to pay an extra $62. So 124, 62, 180, 186.
Right.
So right away, you know, because you're good at math or you have but the dealers didn't know. So they would just overpay you. I swear, I think they would overpay you to get tips, and they got tips from me.
Right.
I just played Nicky the Dunce, and oh, yeah, here you go, it's $10, it's $20.
Right. You know? And most people don't know, and the game moves so fast.
It's because of the 100-time odds.
But let me
crazy
ask
thing.
You.
But I don't ever want to do anything that can jeopardize me saying that I'm cheating the casino.
I was 20-something, so give me a break.
We were young. I was young, too.
Yeah.
I was young,
too. Okay, but here's the thing. So this clip's gotten like 1 million views or whatever it's gotten on TikTok and Instagram. And I've gotten so many people in the comments saying, this is a bullshit story, never happened,
oh, God.
You're a liar. I don't know, and I'm arguing with people in the comments, like, why is it so hard for them? And a lot of them mentioned what you said, you know, surveillance would have seen. If you went and talked to a dealer, that would be a red flag. I've talked to multiple dealers before. It's not a red flag. It's a big casino.
And listen,
can you shed light on why
99% are not saying a word. The 1%, by the way, they're the scared ones. That are scared or they're new to gambling.
Right.
So It's not like that. It's just very situational too. It depends on where I'm at. Casinos that threw me out of sports or cheated me on sports, I am happy to cheat you back at sports. I'm happy to do what you do to me at the book over the book counter.
Yeah.
When you change lines on me or say, oh, someone bet another property. There's properties in this town right now I would do that to, yeah, without a doubt. Places that back me off, wouldn't let me play, cheat, do things that, you know,
yeah,
you know, you're using your brain at blackjack card counter that back you off.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's just, by the way, it's overblown, all that blackjack card counting thing. I would let anyone play
it's
in my
garage.
It's not
that big of an edge.
It's not that big of an edge.
Right.
You know,
because of they shuffle so much.
The skill sets that are necessary are so hard to overcome.
Right.
But, you know, you get people that are in positions of supervisory positions that just wish they can do it, you know? And there's a line from from Goodfellas that they say, you know, they laugh at the guys and like the, you know, these people are like, you know, wish you had the heart, the balls to do what we were doing or steal on your own.
Yeah.
Have some balls. Like, listen, like I said, it's not a big part of my game. I'm betting legit stuff. I do look for stuff that overpay on certain things and great percentages of payouts and stuff.
Right.
Absolutely, I do. But there are situations like, you know, my friend Randy McKay told some Derek Stevens downtown recently, you know, I think it was like 2 years ago. He said, listen, this video poker machine, you reversed it. You put something wrong here. You put the four of a kind payout where the straight flush payout should have been, whatever it could have, should have been. And now he changed it. You know, you tell people that are your friends, people that you know have been good to you.
Right. Place
where you get comps, good cash back, a good meal.
Right.
You know, places that take care of you. You know, I go to the Win all the time. They're great. About them things.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Last night I was on Instagram. There's a professional blackjack player that I don't know well. I just follow him. He posted he posted a lot of money, a lot of chips that he's been winning. He's been going up and down the strip. So you know that they got the big hacking thing, right? The MGM properties,
sure,
right? And even now Venetian, I think, got hacked.
I hope it's over, but yeah.
So he said, facial recognition software is definitely not working at all of these places. And he posted that he's been crushing these places like yesterday, well over a few hundred grand total.
Yeah. So, because these places on the strip have unbelievable facial recognition and recognition
right.
software.
So like it picks you up the second you walk into the casino, basically,
yes,
and then they follow where you go, and then they pick you up off the table.
Sure, I mean, and
so my question was, is he exaggerating or is that really true? That's probably true.
I haven't done
he had an edge yesterday.
I'm sure he probably does, unless that hacking is over. I thought it was over. I don't even know. You know, they're not going to really tell you when it's over. And it's
right.
A lot. By the way, it's not just it was Caesars, MGM, Venetian, you're right.
Yeah.
It's going up and down.
A guy in town, I know I've been saying, I'm not going to say his name, but you just can't say his name. I'll tell you afterwards, told me that the executive team at MGM is like looked at as just a complete bunch of morons right now in the business because they should have paid the ransom. And that this stuff happens all the time.
I gotta tell you, I wouldn't want to pay.
They said it happens all the time.
Oh, really?
And they pay.
Yeah.
And I said, but
to get better software.
And I said, but doesn't
IT guys?
I said, well, don't they just do it again if you pay them once and they do it again? And he said, apparently, like there's some of these hackers like they actually have morals, like they actually kind of, you know,
really?
Just want to look for they look for the one score and then they back off and you know.
Well, let me tell you a score.
Tell me.
Right behind us here.
Yeah.
Mybookie.ag.
Yeah.
10% bonus, one-time rollover. So that's a really good. They have good price on teasers compared to the rest of the market.
Yep.
I don't know anywhere. Someone let me know if someone has better teasers than MyBookie. 6 point minus $1.20 teasers. So it's something you want to check out. Always want to give a shout out to them.
The 10% bonus, that seems to be common now where it seems like they've all backed away from
the big double
bonuses. Double match and they've had to, it's so competitive. A lot of these sites have gone down. Not my bookie though.
They actually do have a 50% too, but then you have to roll it over so many times. So.
I see. So yeah, so explain that to the people because you might not want that.
You're going
to casual guy.
Sure, you send $1,000 in and you get a $100 bonus.
Yeah.
You could bet it all on Sunday and get your money Monday. I mean,
right.
You know, even if you break even and make $100. But if you have a 50% bonus, then you have to roll it over 10 times, much more difficult.
Right.
Much more difficult to do that.
To actually win and get your money.
Sure, because then you have to roll over the $1,000 bucks, you have to bet $10,000 in action.
Yeah.
That's not easy for a $100 better.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that's what I'm saying.
For George Carmona, he can do that in by halftime.
Yeah. Yeah. No, George can do that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go on to my last subject. I'm going to make you guys laugh.
Okay. Let's do it.
So I get a call. I get a call to do a couple of reality shows. One at Circa on the Circa Survivor, which I told you I got knocked out.
So I was there. I saw you them you filming the you. I came down. I came down. They were taping you.
Yep. That was one of the scenes. Next scene at the Italian American Club. Next scene was this past weekend when Jacksonville was losing 14-0, and I had Jacksonville on all 10 entries for that. So that was that was the one. But second reality show, my buddy down at Westgate, who I love, who we love, has been on the show multiple times, and we love the Westgate Superbook. So, Jay Cornegay.
Yep.
He texts me, "Hey, we're doing a reality show. Someone's doing it down here." I mentioned your name. I said, "You know, you're one of my guys. You'd like to do it." So, this producer comes on to me she actually texts me, "Hi, Bill. I'm this, you know, whatever name she was." She says, "I sent you a Zoom link also for our team to approve you. You sound like you're really good. You know the business and that." So the guy comes on. He loved me. He said, "Well, we allotted 45 minutes for you. Crack, you don't need 45 minutes. 5 minutes, you're on. You're on with us." You know. So I said, "Oh, great. Let's do it. I'll show you guys some stuff. I had some ideas for scenes for maybe take some squares, show them the difference, maybe show them some advantage parlay cards or whatever it may be." His name was Randy. Great guy. So now, I get another text. "Hey, Bill, my associate sent you an email requesting some photos to, you know." So I sent in photos and things. Fine, taken care of. Now, next one, I'm gonna read you verbatim. "Hey, Bill, we're looking for a few more amateur bettors who are wagering a lot of cash. Any amateurs you know who'd be good for TV? ? Also looking for a guy who bets on tennis." Okay, it's a football season, but okay.
Right.
"Let me know if you have anyone." Now they say, "Oh, can you come down and, like, would you have no problem betting a lot of money and stuff?" I said, "That's just not my thing. I don't bet a lot of cash, and I'm not into showing, you know, like I always say, I got a Kia. I don't have that Vegas Dave Rolls Royce Escalade, whatever they're called, Escalade.
Yeah.
Let's call it an Escalade. Cadillac's an Escalade. But anyway, it's just, it's not what I do. I could teach you some steps, doing something." So then she said the next day, "Hey, they are also last minute looking for guys who want to bet on soccer if you know anyone." I'm thinking to myself, soccer? This is the first week they're filming football season. First weekend down at Westgate. I just focus
on football.
I have to be honest with you. I kind of lost it.
Did you?
So I'm going to read you the text. She never even texted me back.
Oh, boy.
Most people wouldn't send things like this. "Hi, it's so hard because I really don't deal with a lot of people out here in Vegas. The human condition is very hard to overcome. There's a lot of degenerates, a lot of bad people." I said, "Maybe I can explain that on air, but what I'm saying off record right now is you just can't trust people out here that gamble," is exactly what I wrote.
Right.
I said, I try to keep my circle very tight and small, but I understand, you know, you guys want to, you know, you're putting on a show, you want to have some fun, this and that. Listen, I'll tell you right now live too. Not all sunshine, rainbow, and lollipops out here. This is not what it is. This is not the Kardashians meet sports betting world. So this is real. This is real. There's money on the line. There's blood on the line. You know, you want people to just, first of all, they're not paying you, and you want me to bring tons of money to a cashier cage? Take a walk. So there you go. I'm happy I'm in a situation in life
I
could say that.
I love this, the hand gesture that went with take a walk, you know? Yeah. I think that's one to end on.
No, because they sent me an email that said, "We've decided against you. Good luck on next tryout."
Oh yeah.
good luck to
like
you guys.
Like you care.
Like I care. And I'm so not. Funny. Listen, I was willing to help. The guy liked me a lot because I'm not willing to show money or show these gamblers that are just suckers and idiots. And that's your job to do the show, not my job.
Yeah.
This is not a big major production like the action show on Showtime where I was happy to find some people but I did it where I was actually, they wanted to give me a production credit to be a producer and I wouldn't take it. So, you know, anyway, that just kind of pisses me off, but we can end this show.
I like when you're fired up. Let me ask you this before we go. Is there any game you got your eye on for this weekend?
You know, last weekend I actually lost on my teaser because of Baltimore. After having a good first weekend, the teasers were great. Looking again to tease. Let me just make sure the Green Bay game is still teaser territory. Okay. Yeah. So a couple casinos at 1.5, a couple at 1. Detroit, Green Bay, playing in Green Bay. I just think that's Green Bay is a situation here going through the key numbers, going over 7.5, going over 7 to 7.5. I think Green Bay is a good teaser, even though Detroit's much better this year. So I'm looking at Green Bay plus the 7.5. And on the other side of that, you know, there's a couple of the games next week that I think that could easily be blowouts. I don't talk that way ever.
Yeah.
But let me just see, is Kansas City stay up? Kansas City still 9.5 versus the Jets. Your Jets. Kansas City on Sunday Night Football, I think, you know, 7 points. It's a 7-point teaser then. So it's going to do, you're going to do plus 8, and you're going to do minus 2.5 on Kansas City. The best part of it, like my bookie, I'm sure it's the line, even if it is a 1, which is fine. It's Thursday night game. It's the first game. It should be the first game up, NFL game. So is it a 1?
Yeah, it's a 1.
Okay, so 1. So you're going to, if you take the plus 7,
yep.
You know, you want to go to 8. I'll tell you why. You want to actually get an 8 on the game because key numbers now are 8 sometimes. Because mm-hmm. I'll tell you why. With this analytics and these coaches, they go for 2 a lot. So if it's down by 14, you're supposed to go for 2 because if it's 8, they say it's like you get that 2-point conversion. I think it's 62% or whatever it may be. You have a better chance to win the game then by making that 2-point conversion. It's interesting because people, if the line's 7, people go, oh my God, what are you doing? But that's actually what analytics turns out to be. You're supposed to do that. So anyway, and you know, you want to have a place that when you're taking the 8 points, you get a push. You get a refund on your bet too. So
I think it's important. Definitely a Chiefs blowout.
Yeah,
To the point where I would actually say,
and that's the end of that.
Let me
Jets money line.
Wait, no, come on. Let me ask you this, George. Is there a Mahomes prop bet like 4 touchdowns or more, 5 touchdown passes or more? Because that's what I want to jump on.
You won't stop till everyone's broke.
Come on.
Everyone's in a homeless
shelter. Mahomes is due for like the breakout, put a stamp on
a
game. He's been good this year.
All right, I'm going to show you last thing. So my friend in South Carolina, you know him. He watched the podcast.
Yep.
And he actually sent me a text. And he said, he actually said to me, did John just say, or something like that? He's like,
about the Cowboys?
Or? Yeah. He said, did
Super Bowl?
I'll try to find it. He said, no. I think you said, he loves Patrick Mahomes breaks all Brady accounts.
100%.
Come on, Orlando. One injury out for life. Age, contracts with other superstars. He has to win 6 more Super Bowls to break the record. Impossible. Well, bet my life he doesn't make 6 more Super Bowls. Sounds like, yeah, I mean, look.
He's 27.
And I love Mahomes. Impossible. Come on, Orlando.
Dude, he's delusional. This guy's delusional. Wow. Wait a minute. No, I'm not going out like that. Hold on. I'm not going out like that.
He knows this.
You're delusional. Listen to me. Mahomes is what, 27 or 28, right, George?
Yeah, 28.
He's 28 years old.
He's
Brady
played 6 more Super Bowls.
So he's going to play till he's 40. Unless he gets hurt, of course. Yeah, sure. But come on, he can play till he's 40. How about this? The number's 10.
Wow.
The number's 10. Mahomes gets 10 Super Bowls.
You know, there's a name of a show that's out there. It's already used. I wish we can use it. A pro and a Joe. All good.
We'll see you next week on Wisecracks. Show's over.
That's it.